Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. Also, things we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal. We've got him on the line right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, Stargazers, Venus can be found in the southwest after sunset and will set in the west just before 9 p.m. The moon will be a waning crescent this week, and that will herald the return of dark skies perfect for stargazing.
I understand you have this week a newly discovered planet not that far away?
Yeah, actually around our nearest neighbor in the Milky Way galaxy, a star called Proxima Centauri. This small dim red star is actually part of a triple star system you may have heard of called Alpha Centauri. And astronomers studying this humble red dwarf believe that they have found a second planet in orbit, potentially a super Earth.
And does that mean it has super Earth problems like the pollution and the plastics and all the stuff we've got going on?
Well, I would like to think it was just a more awesome version of our own planet, but we're both probably wrong. The designation of Super Earth relates to its size and mass. In the case of this newly discovered world, it's roughly twice as massive as our own planet.
Hmm. So you're saying it's about the size, somewhere between as big as Earth is and up to about how big Neptune is?
That's probably about right, and that's what the current estimates put it at so far. But follow-ups with larger telescopes are needed to confirm this.
How about that Goldilocks zone part of the story? Is this thing even possible to have life as we know it?
Well, it's probably bad news on that front, I'm afraid. Unfortunately, the planet orbits just outside the habitable zone for that particular star, which means it's probably going to be a really cold place. In fact, I'd put a bet on it that it's frozen solid.
Well, good for when we have an ice shortage, I guess.
You know where to go.
Exactly. It's Christopher Phillips and a fun and enlightening Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer. And we keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.